Well, if the Middle East isn't already descending into chaos, today is every evidence that it's about to even get worse with a massive attack across Lebanon with pagers exploding in the hands of Hezbollah officials, fighters, even ambassadors. And we're trying to piece all of this together right now. How was this pulled off? A massively sophisticated operation with thousands of people being injured, at least eight killed as of right now that we know about. How did this happen? And what is going on in the Middle East with Israel and Lebanon? This is a tinderbox. We wanted to ask former UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter for his assessment on all of this and who's been watching this very, very closely. Scott, first, just your reaction to this developing story.
Well, what did Hezbollah think was going to happen? I mean, we're in a situation where Hezbollah and Israel are in a war. We can call it a proxy war. We call it a hybrid war, whatever you want to call it. It's a conflict. Israel carried out an attack earlier this summer against a senior Hezbollah official in Beirut. Hezbollah responded by attacking Unit 8200, Israel's top secret signal intelligence unit, electronic warfare unit, cyber unit. According to news reports, they may have killed the commander of this unit and killed up to 26 others, wounded over 70 others. This attack against the pagers of these Hezbollah officials is an attack carried out by Unit 8200. That's the unit that does this. What did Hezbollah think was going to happen? You attacked Unit 8200. You think 8200 is just going to sit there and let nothing happen? They have responded in a dramatic way, in a decisive way. We don't know who, I think the reports are 1,500 casualty so far. Maybe the number will increase. These are, probably senior command and control people, mid-level command and control people. Who carries a pager? Not a fighter at the front. The people that carry pagers are people that, need to be contacted, need to respond. Logistics people, communications people, command staff. This is devastating for Hezbollah. But what did they think was going to happen? That's not even the question we, the audience, should be asking ourselves. How did this happen? And I'm not talking about, the way that Israel pulled this off in terms of, infiltrating these pagers. These pagers apparently were just recently swapped out by Hezbollah.
Right.
Who was the purchasing agent? I mean, right. First thing I would ask Hezbollah is buy better pagers. Know your sources. But they, we know historically 8200 has used high explosive planted in cell phones to assassinate people. In 1996, one of the more dramatic examples of this was when a Hamas bomber known as the Engineer, they got a phone into his hands. He answered the phone, confirmed he was the guy. They blew his head off. Hamas, in attacking on October 7th, overran an Israeli intelligence base where they oversaw the technical penetration and the human penetration. They got the list of the Hamas people who were Israeli operatives. They were executed in the streets by Hamas. But they also found out how Israel was listening to the communications, how Israel had inserted cell phones into Hamas leadership. They swapped out their cell phones. This may have led to Hezbollah swapping out its pagers, realizing the potential of compromise. But now the pager type, I think it was a Motorola pager everybody's talking about. Does that mean that Israel was able to put high explosive into each one of these? The answer appears to be no. This appears to have been a much more sophisticated attack, meaning that Israel has singled out this kind of pager in a way to exploit it by getting the lithium battery to blow up, some sort of hack. If this is the case, that means Israel can kill anybody, anytime, anywhere in the world. Not just Israel, but the United States. Any nation that figures out this hack can now make the lithium battery in this device blow up as I'm on the phone. This is the kind of stuff that should send shivers down everybody's spine, because it's not just about 1,500 Hezbollah operatives that were hit. This is about every single human on the face of the earth that uses electronics that have a lithium battery, because if you can hack a Motorola pager into blowing up, you can certainly hack an Apple iPhone or anything else. That means none of us are safe.
What Edward Snowden just tweeted coming in just moments ago, because these pagers went off in London. It wasn't just Lebanon. They were attacked all over the world. Edward Snowden tweeted just moments ago, what Israel has just done is, via any method, reckless. They blew up countless numbers of people who were driving, meaning cars out of control, shopping with your children or in the stroller, standing behind him in the checkout line, etc., indistinguishable from terrorism. He says, as information comes in about the exploding beepers in Lebanon, it seems now more likely than not to be implanted explosives, not a hack. Why? Too many consistent, very serious injuries. If it were overheated, batteries explode, and you'd expect many more small fires and misfires. So, and sources I've spoken to this morning have said that could have been in the works for a long time to get these types of specific pagers in the hands of these individuals with explosives built in. So that doesn't make me feel any better, but...
Well, it makes me feel a little bit better, to be honest.
Because, I mean, I guess to know that they can't launch a lithium-ion battery attack at a whim, you know,
We go back to the old Israeli practice. Now we're seeing, again, that's how they assassinated the engineer. They put explosives in his cell phone. That's how they've assassinated people over the ages, to get a device in the hands. But this shows something far more sophisticated. This isn't about inserting an individual device where you need it. This is about infecting the entire supply chain. This means that in order to do this, Israel was either at the source of production or somewhere in between. Because normally speaking, when you ship things out, there's going to be some sort of product control. How do you gain access to all of these pagers in a way that allows you to implant explosive in them and then have them disseminated on the market? This is a very serious thing. And the other thing I'll say is that for Israel to do this attack, it's exposing a capability. It's going to mean that everywhere around the world, supply chains related to electronics in the Middle East or around the world are going to have to be reverse engineered. Israel probably won't be able to pull this off again in terms of this scale. So this was a political decision by Israel to expose this capability. And it's a very crude one. And if they were blowing up in London, I mean, as you said, this is so early, I don't know what the hell's going on. But if they're blowing up in London, this is a terrorist attack against the United Kingdom. I can only pray that one blew up in the United States. I hope that whoever it happened to wasn't affected by this. But then the United States has to start treating Israel as what it is, a terrorist organization. You know, the irony here is that Israel launched this attack against Hezbollah that it considers to be a terrorist organization using the tactics of terrorism. This is a flagrant crime. It's indiscriminate in nature. And we'll see if Israel will ever be held to account.
Earlier, you said, what did Hezbollah think was going to happen after it struck this group 82? Well, what does Israel think is going to happen now that it has launched this attack and hit thousands of individuals in Hezbollah? What will the response look like?
Well, the response needs to be not just with Hezbollah, but as you said, this was an indiscriminate attack against non-Hezbollah targets. What did Israel think was going to happen in its response to October 7th? Do you think that the Israeli leadership sat there and said, by going into Gaza the way we're doing, we're going to trigger a massive international condemnation that turns world opinion against us, that enables the Houthi to carry out a blockade of our southern ports, that destroys our relationship with the world, that weakens us militarily? No. That's not, the Israelis don't think strategically like this. This attack, this pager attack, is going to have global consequences that are going to come back and haunt Israel down the road. This was a feel-good moment for Israel, but I can guarantee you within a week, within a month, Israel won't be feeling good. First of all, Hezbollah is going to respond militarily. There will be an escalation that is designed to bring about pain and suffering on Israel, the equivalent of that which Israel has delivered on Hezbollah. Israel killed a senior Hezbollah leader in West Beirut. Hezbollah responded by attacking Unit 8200. Israel responded by blowing up the pagers of 1,500 Hezbollah officials. Hezbollah responded by hitting Israel in a proportional manner. Proportionality means that 1,500 Israeli intelligence operatives, military people are going to have to be put at risk, and it has to be a response of this nature. Meanwhile, the world is going to rally against Israel even further. Israel will be further down into the abyss of its own construction by the time this is all said and done.
The numbers right now, 2,750 people wounded as a result of these pager explosions across Lebanon, and 9 killed. So this number keeps going up.
Keeps going up.
This number keeps going. Yeah. I'll get you out of here on this, Scott, which is over the weekend, we saw the Houthis fire a hypersonic missile at Tel Aviv. They could not shoot this down. They didn't shoot it down. They were incapable of shooting it down. The Jerusalem Press comes out and says that it wasn't hypersonic. Of course, it begs the question, then why didn't you shoot it down if it's not hypersonic? But I think all evidence to the contrary that it was a hypersonic missile fired at Israel. What do you make of the Houthi side of this and the hypersonic missiles fired into Tel Aviv?
Well, the Houthi announced that they had acquired hypersonic capability a while ago. They had done a series of tests, static tests and other tests associated with a hypersonic missile, which they then declared to be operational. I think this is that missile. It was fired. One, Israel didn't shoot it down. Now, Israel can play semantic games for its own domestic consumption, but the bottom line is the Houthi hit Israel with a missile possessing technical characteristics which make it impervious to Israel's air defense system. I don't believe that the Houthi built one missile. I think they have dozens, scores, maybe hundreds of missiles waiting. This was a signal to Israel because its technology is not unique to the Houthi. In fact, I believe that the Houthi missile probably is a reflective of technology that the Houthi acquired via Iran, the same kind of technology it was provided to Hezbollah. Hypersonic solid rocket-fueled missiles with precision guidance capabilities that defeat the Israeli air defense system. The Houthi sent a signal on behalf of Iran and Hezbollah that should this conflict continue and should it escalate, that these are the missiles that will be hitting Israel in the future, and Israel has no defense against them.
Well, just when you think the news cycle couldn't get any crazier, here we go. Scott Ritter, thanks as always for joining us. We appreciate your insights and analysis. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for having me.